This is Julie Harris, and today we're going to concentrate on 25 surefire lead generators to make more money. Number one, and one of my absolute all-time favorite categories, because they're always there and they always need your help. Number one, expired listings. Under where you write, number one, expired listings, write A, these listings have most likely expired due to A, lack of listing agent knowledge, and B, price, which is usually the same thing. They're afraid to ask for a price reduction, and they don't know how to do a short sale, especially if you live in some of the previously hot boom markets, which many of you guys do, where the lower end is suffering from a little bit of a lack of inventory. If you see an expired down there in those price ranges, the only reason is the agent didn't know how to do a short sale, seriously. Okay, but for the rest of us that live in normal markets, why do things expire? Because the agent didn't do a good enough job getting them to price it right. You can talk about condition. You can talk about location. You can talk about the funny smell that everybody talked about in the feedback, but it comes down to price. Absolutely, price. And you guys know how to price it right? You know lots of price reduction scripts from the scripts class. So number one, surefire lead generator to make you more money, expireds. Anybody on this call that's ignoring their expireds, I don't know, you know, you need to have your head checked. Okay, number two, notice of default filings. Write down A, norconmarketing.com can give you notice of default lists. Norcon, N-O-R-C-O-N, marketing.com, and their phone number is 877-822-9292. Okay, next source of notice of default or NOD filings is www.reisource.com, R-E-I-source, S-O-U-R-C-E.com. And letter C under NOD filings is your local title company that can offer other NOD listings. Now, if you're already in the short sale class, we give you scripts how to handle this, as well as letters, postcards, etc. So if you're already in the short sale class, download that, get to work on it. For the rest of you, why aren't you a short sale expert yet? Okay. Again, notice of default filings can be a gold mine. All right, number three on our 25 surefire lead generators to make you more money, referrals. Agents who ask for referrals get them. Agents who don't. It is that simple. Family, friends, past and current clients, business associates. I'll give you a real easy one. All of you have listings. When you call those listings to give them their feedback, to talk to them about what's happening, the, quote, what have you done for me lately call, let them know what you've done to be of service to them, and then end the call by asking them who else do they know that needs your help. Every time you come into contact with a past or current client, whether that's a buyer lead, an existing listing seller, somebody that's in contract, somebody who just closed, ask them, simplest script in the world, who else do you know that needs my help? Okay? Other realtors, we're going to talk about that in a second. That's its own point. But ask for referrals. All of you have been to seminars and different meetings and things like that where you've met agents that are outside of your town. They have people moving into your town. How often are you contacting them asking for referrals? What about all of your, you know, your friends list from Facebook? When was the last time you actually called them and asked them what you can be doing to be of service to them or people they know with regards to real estate? So referrals, don't get them if you don't ask for them. Excuse me. Okay, number four, blogging and social media. We're going to write down A through D. A, if you don't have a blog, you can get one free at ethicalrealestatepro.com. Again, ethicalrealestatepro.com. That's A, blogging. B, Facebook and Twitter. Okay, somewhere on our blog is a free how to get started on Twitter, little mini video. You can also join our Agent Tech Secrets class if you want to really, really build this out as a spoke, which all of you should do. Excuse me. C, join online groups that are community related. Remember that these groups are like little parties. Get to know the groups before you start talking about your expertise in real estate and, of course, about short sales. You can go to, we mentioned this on a previous call, go to gotomeeting.com and type in your area, your zip code, and see what's meeting. Get to work on some of these social free sites and join some of those meetings. And then, of course, D is Agent Tech Class here at Harris Real Estate University, agenttechsecrets.com to check that out. Okay, number five. Again, a lot of what we're talking about here is how to generate short sale listing leads, but listing leads in general as well. Craigslist, Penny Saver, and free online sources. Your local newspaper also posts free online ads. That's where you can find things like for rent by owner ads, for sale by owner ads. Okay, sometimes buyers will advertise themselves. I'm looking for a home in XYZ school district. Can't find anything to buy. You find all kinds of interesting things on free online sites like Craigslist, Penny Saver, and your local newspaper site. All right, number six, other agents in your office. Here's a little known fact. You know, when you have higher end meaning, you know, some of these agents that have a million and up, 2 million and up listings as part of their inventory, and all of you in every market, we're coaching some of these guys, but if it's not you, there's somebody in your market that has this. Not all of them take all of the leads that are generated through their years of business and their referrals. So, you know, just because you don't see them doing a lot of short sales doesn't mean that they don't have short sale leads. So connect with those upper-end agents who maybe they don't need to, quote, need to do short sales, which I hate because that's not being of service to the seller that needs you. But, hey, more business for you guys. Ask them what they do with their short sale leads. Say, you know what, I notice you're not dealing with a lot of short sales. A lot of times they're going to say, oh, gosh, you know, short sales are terrible. I don't need to deal with that. Ask them what they're doing with those leads. A lot of those upper-end agents also have a bottom-end criteria. Oh, I don't work with anything less than $600,000 anymore. Well, give me a break, right? Okay, so what do they do with those, quote, lower-end leads? Don't worry about all of the whole, you know, egotistical stuff and all of the surrounding emotions about that or what your opinion is of how they're acting. Doesn't matter. There are agents who live off of other agents' dead leads, things that they don't take. I guarantee you, those agents who throw away their $600,000 leads, okay, those agents would be more than happy to get a referral check when you close that $600,000 lead. For some of you, that's three times your current average sale price. You know, and again, in every market, we have agents like that. Usually there's two or three. It's usually not that many that are at the very upper echelon, okay? And for those of you who are sitting there being jealous of those agents, someday we'll talk about why you shouldn't be, okay? I mean, I've got several graduate students that are in that category, and I love coaching them. We have a great time. They have fantastic commissions. Excuse me. They have to do fewer deals and, you know, get plenty of money for their fewer deals. But, man, when one of those things falls out of contract, they are singing the blues, let me tell you, okay? And you want to talk about demanding sellers? Deal with a $5 million listing, right? So, again, either that's you and you need to adjust your philosophy on what you're taking or not taking or send outgoing referrals, or if it's not you, build some relationships with those agents, okay? All right, so million-dollar listing agents, don't ignore them. Ask them what they're doing with their short sales and their lower-end stuff. Okay, number seven. Local businesses. This is something we haven't talked about a lot, is relocation. Talk to the Human Resources Department and ask them to post your information in their break room or their lunch area. Find out who handles incoming and outgoing relocating executives. If you live in a town where you know the major employer is, maybe you live in Detroit, okay, and you've got Ford and GM and, you know, all of those huge companies, and all the companies that go along with them. In that case, most people are relocating away from Detroit. Well, those are still listings, okay? If you live in Silicon Valley, you've got tons and tons and tons of technological companies. Who handles, I mean, when was the last time you called and found out who their HR director was, honestly? That's how agents get relocation. The myth is that if you're not working with what I call the blue and white companies, the Coldwell Banker and Prudential and companies that are known for relo, that, gosh, if you're not working for them, well, there's no relo to be had. Not true. I mean, even RE/MAX has a relocation division, okay? So call your local your local companies. If you are living in a military town, you need to be working with USAA relocation. Okay, now, let's see. Lots of questions and hellos. I'm going to take a quick break as you guys get your notes caught up. We're only on number 7, by the way. If you haven't come up with a whole bunch of ways to get more listings in your head and ideas and phone numbers to call yet, then you're not paying attention. Margo in Arizona, is it okay to list a property you did an interior BPO on? The person I had to contact to get access to the property for photos, referring broker in a different state, asked if I could list the property. Just wondering if this would be okay in regards to the company where I get the BPO orders from. You need to ask. They have different policies. Excuse me. They have different policies. This is kind of, by referral. So the broker is asking you if you can list it. Yeah, I mean, you can list whatever you want to. But the company that sends you BPO orders directly, you need to find out what their policy is on that. And if they say no, you know, it's a conflict of interest, some of them have that stance, then ask them what else you can list. Just because you did a BPO on this and they don't want you to list that doesn't mean they don't have something someone else did a BPO on that they can have you list. Ask them questions like, what do you have that you can reassign me today? Good question, Margo, though. All right. Randy in Milwaukee, I am in my place with a bright, shiny face. Good attitude. I love it. Okay, so we talked about calling HR departments. This is a very easy business-like call, guys. Who handles the incoming and outgoing relocation? It would be my pleasure to assist your relocating executives and create a very smooth move for them. What can I be doing to be of service to your company? When can we sit down and meet for 20 minutes so I can show you what I can do for your executives? There you go. Okay, number 8. Okay, this is something that, you know, I talk about this a lot, and I know that some of you guys roll your eyes like, what do you mean, get leads from Starbucks? I'm telling you, Starbucks and other gathering spots utilize their message boards, their bulletin boards, put your information up, get to know the staff. Okay, when we were selling in New Albany, Ohio, there was a great little local Starbucks. We sold the house to the manager of Starbucks. She's now in real estate herself, okay? Tristam, great gal. And every time she got it, every time we walked into Starbucks, she'd say, hey, Tim and Julie, how's real estate? And we would talk to her, and everybody that was sitting in Starbucks would be like, oh, that's Tim and Julie, they sell real estate. I mean, come on, how easy could that be, right? But it does require that you open your mouths and do not be secret agent anymore. When you go to the places you normally go to, guys, whether that is Starbucks or Caribou Coffee, or maybe you're not a coffee person, maybe you go to, I love this little shop called Teavana. I drink tons of tea during the day because I'm always on coaching calls, right? Okay, so I know the guy that sells, he's like my tea dealer, right? Okay, great kid, college kid, knows everybody, same thing. Ask what we do, we ask, you know, how he's doing. Build these relationships, guys. Don't be secret agents. Give out at least 10 business cards every single day. Make a goal to come back to your office with at least 5 business cards from other people. Get to know those people. Stop when you deposit a commission check. Stop driving through the bank out of efficiency, okay? Go into the bank. Get to know the tellers. Get to know the bank managers. Ask them who handles the REO assignments for their bank. I mean, come on, don't be a secret agent. Some of you are making this way too hard. Those of you who, oh, I don't want to be a salesperson. Guess what? You're in a sales business. It's called tough love, especially when I have a cold. Okay. Number 9, another one of my favorites, free short sale workshops. For short sale students, there was a call replay from back in October called Free Short Sale Workshops. Go check that out, short sale workshops. If you're not in the short sale class, you need help on that, again, consider signing up for short sale. We're opening that class up again this Thursday. But you can also ask for a free coaching call from me, freecoachingcalls.com. All right, so let me check for any other questions as we go through. You guys are doing good. All right, next, city council meetings. This is kind of an interesting little widget, and it doesn't have to be just about short sales, guys. This can be just kind of getting yourself out there as someone who helps locals in your area. City council meetings. One of the best things about city council meetings is that typically they are broadcast live on cable, and then the replays are broadcast over and over and over. if I was, wanting to watch this, and there are people that do watch that. There are lots of people who are really into the local proceedings that do watch that. Most of us are kind of bored with it, and you just flip through the channels. But if you ever want to find out how things are really run in your town, look at a city council meeting. They are recast on cable. So let's connect the dots. Let's not think like a realtor. Let's think like a business person. If I were presenting something at the city council meeting, I have only my time invested. I do not have to spend any money, and they broadcast it free over cable for me. Free advertising. This is all good. So attend the local meeting and explain simply what is a short sale, for example, or what's happening in our local market. You don't have to do it all about short sales. What's happening in our local market? Use your stats and your facts, okay? Inform your community that you are a trained specialist and you're there to help. You can present for 5 minutes at your city council meeting. It's no problem, and they will broadcast that for you for free. Love that. What if you did that once a month? All right. Number 11, local media, newspaper, local television channels. You can do press releases, different things like that. So utilize your local media. Excuse me. All right. Number 12, bandit signs. If you're going to use bandit signs, what are bandit signs? Those are the simple, inexpensive, corrugated signs with the spikes in them that you plant in the ground, kind of like politician signs, only for realtors. They typically, I know that there's somebody advertising online that's called dollarbanditsigns.com. I think that's the name of it. If somebody knows for sure, send it to me on the webinar. You got to check with your city's codes to make sure that they're legal, okay? Depends on where you live, and just because it's illegal in your zip code doesn't mean you can't use it in the zip code next door. So use bandit signs. Curious about short sale or loan mod? Call, use your 800 number so you can track all of your leads, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com, and use tons of bandit signs. The idea with bandit signs, they're so cheap, you're going to lose some of them, okay? It's just the way it is. That's why they're so cheap. But again, I am on the record saying please do check your city ordinance codes. All right. Next, number 13, another frequently ignored category, past clients. Never close a deal without asking for a referral. Guys, think for a second right now. What is your system for talking to your past clients? Somebody send me some ideas over the webinar. What are you currently doing? Obviously, email, yes, that's okay. I email them regularly. I email them my newsletter. But honestly, this is a prospecting class. When was the last time you picked up the phone and called them? If I were to interview your past clients and I were to ask them, name the realtor you will sell your house with whenever you're ready to sell, would they name you? I hope so. For some of you, I can say that without a shadow of a doubt. For sure they would say that, okay? But for others of you, you're carrying around some weird market guilt as if it's your fault that their house depreciated. Was it your fault when it appreciated? No. Okay? So it's also not your fault when it depreciates. Talk to your past clients more. Terry in California, is your 800 number good for as an asset manager hotline as well as bandit signs and recorded messages for your listings? Yes. Full disclosure, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE, Tim and I are one-third owners. We developed that technology along with two partners, 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. Yes, it is set up so that you can use it for everything you mentioned, Terry, an asset manager hotline, which if you guys are in the REO class like Terry is, you absolutely should be using an 800 number as an asset manager hotline. It's one of the things that makes you different is that you have direct access. They have direct access to you, rather. Yes, you can use it on bandit signs. Yes, you can use it as recorded messages for your listings. You just have to be very organized about which extension goes for which thing, Terry. So you need to use maybe a Google spreadsheet to keep it all straight. You wouldn't want your asset manager extension to accidentally have a home listing recording on it, for example. So as long as you stay organized, then you should be fine. And you can use it for whatever you want. That 800 number has an infinite number of possibilities. Someday I'm going to teach a class on all of the different ways to utilize the 800 number. So send me a message. Let me know that I answered your question. But yes is the short answer. Okay, excuse me. All right, so after past clients, and we have several calls, past calls that some of you may have missed, specifically about working past clients. We have number 14, lenders you do business with on your loans. Now, I've mentioned to you in the past that when we say lenders, back in the boom, you guys could work with one lender that could throw deals together no problem. Why? Because we didn't have any lending standards back then. And anybody, believe me when I tell you, because we had some coaching clients, realtors, who were also doing loans, and they had absolutely no experience with loans, but they were closing them. Why? Because it was easy to close loans during the boom. Let's just be honest, right? You guys are clear on that. Back then, you could have one relationship. That lender could pretty much do whatever. Again, because there were no rules. And that's a whole other conversation. Okay, now, fast forward. Now we're in normal real estate times, okay? We're through a lot of the major adjustment, and now we're back to normal. What does that mean? You need to have one lender that can handle self-employed people. Yes, self-employed can still get loans, but you have to have lenders that specialize in that. You should have a second lender that does FHA and VA, and you should have a third lender that does conventional. Three different lender relationships minimum. And really, you should have two people in each of those categories. You should have lenders calling to take you out to lunch. Usually, I'd say don't bother, but now that we all actually are more lender-dependent than we used to be, you probably should take them up on that. Find out what they do. So, again, FHA and VA, conventional, and a self-employed lender. These lenders, all day long, if they're doing their job, they're pre-qualifying people, right? Right. Do they sometimes have people call them directly who do not yet have a house picked out? Absolutely. And these typically tend to be our better clients, the ones that, you know, we all like to work with that like to be pre-qualified before they look for a house. These are clients we like. What happens to those leads? You need to be prospecting those lenders every single Monday like clockwork. Who have you pre-qualified that is not currently working with a realtor? Who can you refer to me? You refer them people all the time. Where's the love? They need to be sending you referrals. Same thing with title agents, escrow officers, all of these people that you send business to, they need to be sending you business. You're only going to get it if you ask them, though. So there's two parts to this. One is build or rebuild your bank relationships, okay, keeping in mind that it's more important than ever to work with lenders that actually know what they're doing, okay, and then ask them regularly every Monday, like clockwork, so that they start expecting your call and they say, you know what, I was expecting your call. Let me give you Terry in California. She called me last week and she said, here's what I'm looking for. I know she's not working with a realtor. Here you go. Okay, so lenders who you give business to, and if they're not giving you business back, maybe you should consider finding another lender or adding to your lender portfolio. We used to have a, you know, it's funny, back when we were selling and there wasn't a lot of subprime, this was pre-boom, normal, you know, yucky market in Columbus, we would have like our conventional guy, we would have Mark Yerke at Yerke Mortgage in Columbus. He's great if I have any Columbus clients. Fantastic for FHA and VA and first-time home buyers. Okay, so they would go to him. If I had like executives relocating, they would go through Huntington Banks. Tom Lewis would do those deals. But then we would have like our subprime guy, you know, that we didn't really like sending a lot of deals to. But if there was some kind of chance that somebody could get a sort of funky loan, he would do it. Okay, back then subprime guys were kind of creepy. They weren't so prevalent or common, you know, as they were during the boom. So point is, we had a handful of different lenders who handled different types of clients, and they would send us business back. Mark Yerke was great. He had his own radio show, and he would interview us. That was his way of giving back. It was fantastic. Loved it. So if you don't have relationships like that, you need to look for them. All right. Next is number 15, and we're going to stop there. For the day, local unions in your area. Look up local unions and contact member services to offer your free services. Come and talk to their members about housing. So unions are great, something that very infrequently is done by realtors, but it's a great social network. If you can get into those companies, they all know each other. You do a good deal for Joe, he's going to refer you Jeannie, right? They all work at the same company, so don't ignore your local unions. Some of your towns, the unions are very powerful, have lots of membership. Who's handling those transactions? Okay? So those are, so far, 15 surefire lead generators to make you more money. Choose at least five you're going to work really hard, and two of them have to be expireds and past clients. If there's any further questions, either now or in between calls, you can send them to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You can also email me directly, coachjulieharris@gmail.com. And today we went through our 15 of the 25, and we'll round out this list next week. All right, you guys are doing a great job. Keep being the hope for homeowners, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.